only by pluje she stay home, because it's not even damnino, it's damako. But where the uterus drops into the vaginal canal, and then there is a flow of menstrual down, so then it's certainly damnino. So according to Rashi, in the case of Rabbi Shimshen, she would be a nido midraisa. But Rabbi Shimshen explains, is a regular flow of dam, except that she has an abnormal condition, the uterus dropped into the vaginal canal, and they are all intertwined together. But as it is intertwined with the vaginal canal, it still acts in the same way, and there is a menstrual flow. So according to Rashi, it is to be distinguished from paluye paluye. But according to Rabbi Shimshen, it's the same aloha. So you see in the Rosh. So the Rosh has a pure shah of Rabbi Shimshin Zalmi Keitzi, the Bokli, the Rabbi Asor Adako Shal Yishol Yire Dam Bachaticho, Vichim Shero Asu Kibay Ashenoshim, Regili Sniri Isneo, the Rabbi Asor Adako Shal Yishol Yire Dam Bachaticho, Viyacho Gav De Pulu Yepluye, Vichim Shero Asu Kibay Ashenoshim, Regili Is, Teiro, Afal Gav De Avdam Nido, Afal Gav De Have Dam Nido. According to Rashi, so the reason is why she is Teiro, according to Chachomim, and according to Rove, according to everybody, Chachomim and Rabbi Zeh, because it's not Dam Nido, it's Damako. But according to Rabbi Shimshen, it is damnido, but it's unnatural. So what's nafkimine? Upliki rabbonim Rabbi Elazar b'taim l'kro. Yidashinu mipsolu v'sheferes. Rabbi Elazar somad matinu sheferes mitam afsoki. So what's the machlekes? So both Rabbi Elazar and the Chachomim darshinu mipsolu v'sheferes. But the question is, what's the longness of the Gzeiras HaKoso? Is it the Gzeiras HaKoso for chitzitze? So mele, by pluye, there is no chitze, there is contact. Or is it the Gzeiras HaKoso of an unnatural rie? So it applies to pluye too. So mele, and then Rove says that kulal mele plige, everybody agrees by pluye that he stay or even Rav Elazar. Why? Because it's an unnatural rie. So certainly we pass like Chachomim, and then we pass like Rove, and according to Rove, everybody would agree by pluye. That she stay home because it's not a chalmiye. So the mele Rabbi Shimshin says, Rabbi Elazar saw ba matinu sheferes mitam afsoki because of chitze. V'chein savre time matinu sheferes mishum dein. V'rabbonon savre time matinu sheferes in darkshin sholim el dam. Kach v'chein chatichon ame afil liploye. There is no chitze. V'vishin derech noshim. But it's not in a chalmiye. V'vishin derech noshim nirizka. יהודי כמה מבינים זה דמנידו, הוכה פירושי. אין דרך דמנידו רוג לא בי בזה עניין. וכי נעושה מה יסרד נשים שם, באישו שנק המוקר שלו, וכמנחתיך לסבוס על הנפו מזכיצן, ותהי על איסר לפיילו, כיוון שאין דרך לא שמלים אסכח. רוב אומר, דיקול על מין דעת של אישו לרדם חתיכו, ואיף שתארבה ידרי דם שפרס תהיו. So this case of רב נשים שם, so the two pastors that's according to רב נשים שם, but according to Rashi, the reason is why the Rabbonon say by pluye that she is stable is because it's not damnido altogether. But in the case of Rabbi Shimshen, it is definitely damnido. And according to Teisves, so even by pluye it's nail. So certainly in the case of Rabbi Shimshen, where the Mokka dropped. So this din is not a Shidava Poshut. So it appears that according to most Rishonim, if you are going to count them up, you'll see that in the case of a Mokeh that dropped into the vaginal canal and she has a flow, a menstrual flow, so according to most Rishonim, so she is Tmeo. She is an Ido. She is an Ido Midrash. All right, now let's see in Shulchan Aruch. Kol Mare Odem Ben Mikeah Biyom Mikmei V'chein Kol Mare Shocher V'toyel Mare Lov וכי מרי יורק, אפילו כמרי אשור, השבו יעזור. Because יורק, לגמורן, יורק and רשיינים, can have two different meanings. It can mean green and it can mean yellow. So he says, בואי מבויה, if it is green. So then certainly it is stable. Because if it is green, so אם הקביה במהלל הוא במהדה, that it's stable. if it's clean. Akavi Mahal says Yorek is Neo. But what kind of Yorek is Akavi Mahal Mitame? Yellow. Because yellow has a proximity, has a resemblance, a closeness to red. But green is relatively remote from red in the spectrum of colors. So Mele, so Akavi Mahalel says, we don't pass like Akavi Mahalel, but Akavi Mahalel says that Yorek is Tome, so it's only yellow, but green, even according to Akavi Mahalel is Tome, but we don't pass like Akavi Mahalel. So he says, V'chimar Yorek afin kimara ashavu yazov, yellow is Tome, because we don't pass like Akavi Mahalel. Hojka Yorek ikas yikasovim, green, so even according to Akavi Mahalel it's Tome. V'chimar shekirim blue, so Yorek can mean green, it can mean yellow, and it can mean blue. Even though it has a resemblance of dam to dam. Even though it's very viscous, thick. In other words, if it's a yellow mare, so even if she had argoshi, the argoshi of psichas amokeh, the argoshi of nizdazo evarel. But if she made a bdikin and she found the same thing, so this is there, so we know that the argoshi resulted from the discharge of this kind of dam that Alpidin does not make her into a needle. So we see, from this, we see that the reason is that, in other words, that even if we know that the yellow fluid, the yellow discharge, came out from the mokeh, because if it was coupled with hagoshe of niftach mikeh, so then there is no doubt that it came out from the mokeh. So it's also there. There's the aloch. V'cheinike. The loike yesh machmirim litamo im yesh bismichus vov. Tchumes hadesh en simurim vov. In other words, because there was one shite that if it is yellow, but it looks completely like blood, with all the viscosity of blood, so then, so he says, no, we don't pass like it. V'im yogisho shenivtach mikeiro, ubot kom yalum vatsoklum, ayin likamon simen kufzanik. Nemenes isholim akozero yisir avaditiv. V'im umarelov mo yorek toy, avin imi vio lefaneinu, that was mentioned at all. Dam verzaknu, bitome yo yafim nistapatnu. Im utome yo toya, v'im eres chochem plenitiyoli, kayitze bezein simchara. Hichliso shiferes v'itziyo bo dam teiro. V'chein imro aso dam v'chaticho. Afilu yid mivukas. The Adam bipkoim binyan shenegeya bipsoroteo kivu shein derech lira iskei. So, hichlisa shiferes is according to all the except the mirim. But the adadin is not true, is true according to Rashi, but it's not true according to Teisves. And v'cheini shoshenekam boker shalom. That's true according to Rabbi Shimshon, but it's certainly not true according to Teisves, and it's certainly not true according to Rashi. Because according to Rashi, Rashi doesn't discuss that. But according to Rashi, the reason is why the Chachomim and Rabbi Lezer, according to Rehove, Amitayeh, Pluye, is because it's not Amido. But by Mokeh, it is Amido. Except if we explain that the way the Ramo does, we'll see it. וכן איש השני כבוקר שלו, וכמין חתיכס בוסו, נפלים ביסחיץ, נסתי אור. So then, the Ramo says, אפילו רואו עשו דם, כל זמן שהחתיכס ביסחיץ שלו תאירו. Why תאירו? So the Rosh mentions the name of Rabbi Shimshon, she is tehiro because it's not the Rechriya Bikach. It's not the Rechriya Bikach. And that's Rabbi Shimshon Shite. Because Rabbi Shimshon says that the reason is why Pluye Pluye is Teiro is not because Pluye Pluye is Damako. Nadam Nido. But it's not the Rechir Bikach. So Memele, since he applies the same principle to the case of Neka Mokar Shalom, so it's also on the basis of an unnatural Rie. Not on the basis of Damako, but look how the Rambo. So the Bais Yosef really explains it. The Bais Yosef says that the reason is why Neka Mokar Shalom. Uchmin Chatiches Boson Eif Mizachitzen Isteiro. Afilu Roas Odam Kol Zman Shachatiches Mizachitzen. Because it's like Yerias Dam Al Dish Viferes, according to Rabbi Shimshon. Because it's an Echo. Even though there is full contact. Here, I mean, there is more contact than ever. I mean, because here, the whole mokeya dropped into the bishachitzen. So there is certainly kantik. So still she stay raw because it's an unnatural being. This is how the Bais Yosef explains it. But look how the Ramo explains it. He explains it on a different basis. Afilu roa sodam kol zman shachtichen bishachitzen shelo teiro. Vitalinon hadam bichtichozu. Hoy viadinon vadai. It is it. You should go over the Bais Yosef and this in it, and this piece. So the Bais Yosef mentions a possible pshat that the Ramo mentions, that the reason is why you can be matir, a woman whose uterus dropped into the vaginal canal and then there is an abundant flow of blood. So the reason is why she is materes, because that blood is not menstrual blood. It's a sickness. The woman is very sick. Everything is perverted inside. So mimele, it's damako. It's not menstrual blood. So that's the reason as to why she is materis. So the Bais Yosef mentions such a pshat, and the Bais Yosef says, no, that pshat is not acceptable, because assuming that it is not of menstrual origin, but it is the flow takes emanates from the fact that there is a sickness and there is a mako, she's all messed up and bruised up. So she should still be a nidah, because it comes from the mokeya. So even the mako from the mokeya is a nidah, makes her a nidah. That's the Bais Yosef. He says that it's not boho to him, but it's very likely that when the damako comes from the moker itself, so then she's an idol. I mean, that's in accordance with the Shita of the Raivet, in Tereskeyani. Yeah, so then the Darkimeshe, and that, you should go over the Darkimeshe. The Darkimeshe is Masik and the Bais Yosef. He says, how can the Bais Yosef say such a thing? That damako from the moker itself makes her a nido. When it's a gemara meforeshes, the daf samachvov v'ne menesi shalima mako yeshli b'moker shememenu dam yitze. So we see that even if the mako is the moker, so the truth is there is a girl saying that gemara. Not when a man is ishalim a mako yeshli b'mokei, but mako yeshli b'simokei shememen adam yitzi. Some mele, according to that girse, some mele there is no difficulty. And then, even according to this girse b'mokei, but sometimes when we say a b'mokei, it does not necessarily have to be in the mokei itself. It can be somuch to the mokei. So it can be. But anyway, there is a girse mako yeshli b'simokei. So the Bais Yosef mentions that pshat, and he rejects it. Because, why does he reject it, he says? Because we cannot explain it on the basis of the mako. Because since it comes from the mokeya, so even the mako should make her a nido. So how does he explain it? On the basis of loy derech riyoso. It's not derech riyoso bikach, like riyas damal de sheferes. So even the only thing is, by Rias Dam Sheferes, there is a chitze, there is a chitze, there is no chitze. But it doesn't make any difference, according to Rabbi Shimshin, whether with chitze or no chitze. The question is the Rias a natural Rias, or the Rias is a non-natural Rias? But this is how the Ramo explains it. V'hu she'it lach tiches b'mayim pushrim. Room temperature. Uchimum shalevu kachu shio pushrim bimezachere. Ustam pushrim in a chamim yeser mechmim misarek. Vim heim koshim kokach shenem nimuchi. Biseich meis mei, biseich meis leis, is the hero. Afilo heim nimuchim al din miuch shemimachum bitzepono. Vim imachum bitzepono veloi mimuchu teiro vinzorich livdei kaldeshria. So of course, if he tried it, And And it wasn't Nimach even with the pressure applied by the Tzipanayim, so it's a Kalvachemer, that they will not be dissolved as a result of being soaked in lukewarm water. Bamed war ma murim shimu in mucho teiro bis man shim vishim gmurim shim wo im den dam klam. Avol im, avol im yeshalu im shum nirhu ar dam pneyo. Vio adin im nismach wo im imu ar ktsason. Uksosom im mucho di pneyo. Miyunir li idi. Vot kol dimu pom im kol ma shir oasu. Vilo im mucho klal shum nitzricho libdik ma shir yachakim. Ki der arzeh shari hu ze kol bidvore meilu. She dvore meilu im dam. Rak boi im mako she bigufo. ודווקא בישו שיש לו וסד, יש לו בשס וסד. כמו שנזבויר, גם עם הכל אילוס עם מקובזל. מה שאין כעיניב, ושהד דיס דישצ'אנג' בשס וסדו, so then it's not all in the test. This is what Ramos is. בו דשח ישראל. ודווקא צורכים. תלוי נמצא בשום פסק, למחר לקוח את נשאס וסת אלוי, ולוי דומה לבי עושים אין קופי זיין סיפי. דה עושם כי נראה דם להד יאל מתעלים ומקוסו, בשאס וסתם מתעם דם לוי כן להתי את מייל אלו. אבל הוכה הרי נראה דם לדבורים יבשים, והיו כך אפילו בשאס וסתו. איס דה אלו. What does Ramos say? That when do we determine it by submitting it to the test, by putting it in lukewarm water, and then, if it doesn't dissolve, so she's teiro only if she has this discharge. Shaloi b'shas vesto. But if she is a woman who has a vesto kavua and she has this discharge of shell-like, of red, shell-like substances, b'shas vesto, so even though it doesn't dissolve in lukewarm water, she's still teiro. What's the analogy? The analogy is a woman who has a flow of dam, and then bishas vesto, she has a flow of dam. So even though, so the Ramot Paskin in Simikum Bizayan, even though she has a mako inside, and she knows that the mako is a bleeding mako, so she still cannot be tailed. Dimloikein leilam litiyat meil. So over there she has a regular flow, but here she didn't have a flow of dam. She had a discharge of a red, dry, shell-like substance. And this shell-like substance didn't dissolve in lukewarm water. So why shouldn't we assume that it's a foreign substance? It's not dam. So even bishas vesto. So shach is chelik anan. Bamed wa amurim shetzor dike bishriye bimapeles kimen klipes visares. Avuch tichas dam, if we know it's dam. But harden dam, aval pishe koshi. Like a rock. Wenn in dem Muach ist Meio, who she tastes there, that's the right she tastes. But then, the Balamoya, she tastes the country. Wie ich schämre, mich gamm, was er zog, dike bischli. I mich dich rektane, kishi of veres kone, dakshem dakim. Why does he mention, I mich dich rektane? Because if it's a chtich or ovo. So then, we passed him. The Rambam doesn't pass like that, but the Mechaba passed him like the two, that, like Rabbi Yude, that, ein, so as I came up on the dam, so the Meile, that will be a raya, that besides the discharge of the chatiche, there was a discharge from the uterus into the vaginal canal of a few drops of dam, but they were retained in the bisachitz and they didn't come outside. So maybe she's an ego anyway. Now, for tomorrow, now, you have to go over the Mishneh, Hoysel and Mudor Yisrei in Tesvob, where you learned that Mishneh. But then, the whole omit of Itma, Ro'asu Yim Chamishos Adaf Samadal Yim Dalet, Ro'asu Yim Chamishos Al-Khir Yizeh Yim Tesayin Al-Khir Yizeh Yim Shibos Al-Khir Yizeh. That's basically Dilu, when there is a progression. So, up to the next Mishneh, not Shim Yipsuleyim. I mean, this omit and the Mishneh, and then the tour and the Mechaber, not the whole tour of Simen, but just the tour and the Mechaber, I mean, you'll follow it up the order of the Mechaber in the tour. So up to up to Sifid Veis. In Simen Kufpides. All right. Vikolshkin Ayorek. Vikolshkin Alovor. Shinite Klaal Adminus. Umeri Chomiz Alfosav. Shemotzim Biksovim Bishim Arim Agolius. שאישה שיוצא ממנו סמיכוס לובון ויוב ואחה שרוצה במלחץ כבר שואלס התמיה שדרך אדם ויסלאבי מחמס הפיצי נדו עציף שיסו את וייט אפטר יחיץ סודן ואפטר יחיץ שיש that originally it was red and because of the יחיץ so it turned into white ודבורים תמויים שאני נמצא בקלמוד ופוסקים רמז מזה ולאו מר ברבה שחוסם עליה שבו דבור מאילו מפי מרים הגוליס ובגמור אמרים לו מר שוחר שהוא עוד אין אלו שלוק so black is considered red to deteriorate ומי זה לסבור הזה is הויו ללימה ריבוס את ראי in other words every doctor will tell you that if a person notices in the stool red blood, so it's not alarming. But if it's black, then it is alarming. Why? Because if it's black, it means it's blood, and out of deterioration, it changed into black. So that's the aloha that the Gemara mentions, that the odem hu shocher, odem hu elu shalokot. In other words, so when blood deteriorates, so then it turns black. That even when it's white, so sometimes it means that originally it was red blood, and out because of deterioration, so it turned into white. אלא דובר זה חומרי יסירי, והמחמר יחמר לעצמי, ולא יירה כן לאחרים כלל, כן יירה לנזדאי. אוי דהימצא מירי חומי זל, חומרי אחס, וכשר רבי אומר יורק ולובון לפני המירי, בעיד אלך, לא יירה בוי דובר עד שיסייבש. וליפו ממחה שיסייבש, ימצא עודם בקצה סון, עד כאן. So the Bach mentions a Chumre that when it Imar Yorek, let's say yellow, comes, And then it's still moist, so we shouldn't pasken until it dries up, and to make sure that it's not red even when it dries up. But by just making sure that it's not red when it's moist, it's no raya, because maybe sometimes something that is yellow at the time it is lach might turn into red later on. דבומים אחר שישייו ואישים צעודים בקצת כאן. ודבור אף דמוי, דמקי מה זה שאומרו בסימן קופי בוב, באישו שאין לו וסת, שתבדיק עצמו לפני תשמיש, מתי להבדיקה, כיו שצריכו להמתין, עד שישייו ואיש, ובאית הלכן ידעס כלום לפי דבור. But that's not such a strong kasha. I mean, this is a strange chumre, what the Bach says. But this is no kasha. Because over there, see, in other words, the Bach says that if the mare, when it's moist, is yellow, and there is a proximity between yellow in the spectrum of colors, there is a closeness between yellow and red. It's very close. So Mimele, if he sees it's yellow while it's moist, maybe there is a choshe, there is a possibility that when it dries up, it will look red completely, not yellow. But Mashein Kein, so what Zikashi is, so of what avail is the fact that a woman who has a Veset Shene Kavua, so many Vishayim say, and it's one Loshen in the Shulchan Aruch. I mean both Lashenis, but one Loshen says only the first three beers, and the other Loshen says every beer. So she must make sure, she must make a bdikah before every Tashmish. For every tashmish. And if she makes it decay, and she has to look at it, and she sees it's not red, so then she's muteres. She's muteres Lebayim.
So the question is, of what avail is it? Suppose she makes it decay and she sees that it's yellow. So that's no raya, so she's muteres lebayim. But why should she be muteres? Maybe when she'll look at it next morning, when it dries up, so it'll look red. So first of all, maybe the Bach would say that Enoch Aname, that in such a case, when a woman, according to that chitta, that a woman who has a vesach in a kavua, so is asur lebayim until she makes sure she is bidekes. So maybe, so she has to be bidekes, let's say, and most of the time, she sees nothing. She doesn't even see yellow. So maybe she's mutaris, but maybe if she's bidekes and she sees yellow, maybe she's asur lebayim. And assuming that even in that case, she's mutaris lebayim, so it's only because, anyway, so of course, if she is bidekes, according to the Bach's Chumre, that if she is bidekes and she finds yellow while it's moist, she has to be anticipate. Maybe when it dries up, it will be red. So in Chaname, so if she is bidekes with nitashmish and she finds yellow, so she has all the Bible. I mean, even if a woman has a vesed kavua and she'll, for some reason, she'll make it dikke. She'll make it decay. According to the Rambam, it's midas chassidus to make it decay. Even a woman who has a vesed kavua, so she'll make it decay before tashmish, and she'll see it's yellow. So in Chaname, according to the Bach, she'll be asur lebayim. She'll have to wait till next morning to make sure that it's still yellow even when it dries up. So mainly, what kind of a kashi is it? So if she finds it yellow, but suppose she makes it decay, she doesn't find any mar. Most of the time when a woman is clean, she doesn't find any mar, and not even yellow. So in such a case, it's true that the Bach mentions also lover. So Lovan doesn't mean if it remains clean completely. Now the piece of cloth is white, so then, I mean, and then when she takes it out, she finds it white, so, I mean, it means if there is a certain grease on the piece of cloth, but that, the color of that grease is white. But suppose she doesn't find anything, so then of course she is Mutara, she doesn't have to wait. Alright. Kim shetzrich al hamta chi yisyabi shuvei dalach en yidas chmo ulfidvorov visukoshe mitalmu doru shemisik perik al yad mei vipraisi shomu beferush vayim achochom ilu hoyolach hoyovadai tome elo amrino ne ilu leidayon o mashin of reis. So now it's a gemora mefareshes, the praisi mefareshes, that when a chochom sees a kesem, sees a mare, so, and if it's not red, he doesn't have to anticipate, maybe when it dries up, maybe it will be red. He has to give the decision on the basis of the way the Mara looks now. That's all. V'im kein hadin lehefer. Eilei elo. So there the Gemara has reference to the case where the Chochem looks at it when it's ripe. And it doesn't look red, it doesn't have to anticipate. Maybe when it was moist, it had a reddish tinge. It was red. But, so Hadil Hefer, the converse is also true. Ein le'yela mashenev reis kisholach, umuno lechalik misvore visud behedi amrinun shom. Rebbe ro odam balaylo vitime ise. Uveyeim, then he looked at it in the daytime, vitia. Then himtin shoachas, choza vitime. Then, after he was mitayaret, so an hour later, so he again was mitame. Omar, oyli shemo to yisi, in being mitame again, after being mitay. Upachinon, shom shemo to yisi, vadaitor. Upio sherashi kosal kadaitor, de miyem tia yisi. Vahakein voy choza viro, elo meilov, choza be, vitime yisi. Disova, shemo emesh tomehu, v'achshov sheyovish, nishtanem imarise, v'ilu hoyolach, kivitchlose yoyenire tomei, lificho chozabe, mima shetia, v'al ze oma, achakach, shemo toisi, b'al shechozart v'timeisi. Hoyol marei achshov toia. So the Gemara says, why shemo timeisi? He certainly made it toes, Rebbe. He certainly made a toy in Shrebe. Why? Because lo yeh machocho. Val kol po de vaday toy, de tanyim lo yeh machocho. Harili fonenu, lifidizeh ro rebe hadam belaylo kishulach, ולא יחוש לרעיסה בידי לך שמה עכשיו ניר לי טועל ולמוכו ניר לי טומי כשניסייבש וזה סבור הקיים אף דמסקונת שם אלו פושוט שלא יחשינו לזה וגם בזה אין לדיין למה שאין עבריז so in other words so we see that if at the time when the Chochom looks at the Mare so it's not red so he doesn't have to be chesish maybe later on maybe before he has to make the decision on the basis of the mare that it looks to him now. Elo poshish lechashinu lezeh digam bozeh in leidayinu mashin reiz. Vein leim ad rebe liro ki shulach el lechumre. Im yire tome yitame iso. Avaloi lehefach likul lezeh inei. Do amrinun rebe ro odam balaylo. So, umashma de roe ise leheres bei kidas malasis hein leitayar hein leitami the Gemara mentions. Gemara mentions that we can look at something even malayim. You can look at something if it's leir aneir. When can you look at something malayim or if it's leir alvono or leir akichovi? But if it is leir aneir, if it has a candlelight, so then you can look at something even malayim. So Gemara mentions that it's a raya. So it's a raya that when Rebbe looked at something malayim, he didn't only look lechumre. In case he sees Balailo that it's red, he'll tell her immediately she's an evil. But in case he sees it's not red, it's yellow, then he'll tell her to wait. So, because the Gemara mentions Raya, that Rebbe rocks on Balailo. Mashma, the roi is el heiris bekidas malasis el itayar el itameis. ויסו דרש פירשום דרד ליטיימי, דאמרינו רבי בודק לרניה, ויסאו דרד לרוע אלו כדי להחמיר, לא מתו לרשי בהיד בודק לרניה, שאם תקמה על יסי, אפילו ליקונה, ויקר להב אלו להחמיר, אלו בורו, שרואו אפילו ליקולה, אם יהיה ניר אלו ליקולה, ולחוש בזה שהוא עדיין לך, ואוי דראי מסימן ויז לעיל, דיקוס ועטור בנוף לבאים ולעיר, דמשתן האמרה, אך אשר שול קון טריפה, ומכל מוקים מותלוך לנצלויים, ולחשינו שמו עם שולקון, הוי משתן לבטם, פשר אש בגמורת, מרסיקין על ראי יסה, היכן לא ימין כרי ראי יסה בהתי, ועדין המהוכת. So, וכל בכי מרו, כאן דין כאן ראי יסה כלל בגלח, על כל אורך נראה דלסמן לחוש לי, זה חומרה, שאול לי ראי יסקי שולח, אין עדו. So that's, it over pushed, I mean, no one is חשיש for the חומרה of the Bach, in other words, even the time, when the Chochom looks at the Mare, so it's not red, so she stay wrong. And it doesn't make any difference whether the first time that he looks at the mare, so it's moist or it's dry, it doesn't make any difference. Only when is it of importance if at one time he looked at the mare, it wasn't red, and then at the other time it is red, then we say she's asur. But if he just looked at the mare once, it doesn't make any difference in what state it was, whether it was in a moist state or in a dry state. Alright. Smichus v'ov, mivuya b'yis Yosef, ta'afil in loven legamre, like a mare beget loven shnofu all of ovok, shuhuko, libnoi se mute, adein shachur is kozeh bo mimare ad mumis. O yorek pira shoysi shofu, in simchin olero, if she efshe sheish lo sofik, visofa shuhutoya, kibu shinish reish reish lofaneinu, shikamonu yish sofik. Now, this is the task. And this mechaber, which is the din mentioned by Rabbi Shimshon, and this, as it was pointed out yesterday, this psak by Rabbi Shimshon is based upon Rabbi Shimshon's own shita. But according to Rashi's pshat, it's not so. And according to Tosfos' pshat, it's certainly not so. Because at least according to Rashi, So in case of pluye, so is muteres. In case of muteres, but there is no equation between according to Rashi, there is no equation between pluye, and nofalamokashalom. But according to Teisves, so in the case of pluye, Abaye says so the chachomim are mitame. So mele according to Rovi, it's also that everybody is mitame. Rovi is only chilek and Abaye. that whereas according to Abaye, something is totally machlekes between Rabbi Lezer and Chachomim, so according to Rabbi, it's not totally machlekes. So everybody says it's Toya. But so that means only in the case of an elongated chaticha in the form of shiferes, so then it's Toya. But in case of pluye pluye, so then she's asuro. So in case of Nofla Mokia, she should certainly be asur. But the two paskins like Rami Shimshin, so he mentions that halacha. So then, but this is what Rami Shimshin says. So the Rambam says, "Afil ruah so dam kol zman shachtich misachit mishalo teiro." The Talinon hadam bichtich ezu hoyu viadinon vada ishinekam mikeiro umachmas maki. But that's not the pshat that Rami Shimshin mentions. Rabbi Shimshin says, Rabbi Shimshin does not explain the Gemara on the basis of the fact that it's not Amido. Rabbi Shimshin explains it on the basis of the fact, that it's not in Echol Rie, in Derech Rie Bikach. So in other words, so even Pluye Pluye is damid. Not as Rashi says, the reason is why the Chachomim say that pluye pluye, a checked chaticha, does not make her into a needle, is because it's not damid. It's dam chaticha. No, according to Rabbi Shimshin, it is dam chaticha. It is damid. But pluye pluye is there because it's in derech riyah bikach. Like al dishe feres, then it's certainly damid. Because it's not derech riyah bikach. So Rabbi Shimshin says, in case where the mocha fell and it was flowing with dam, so this is also not the rechriya bikach. So maybe she is muteres. But the Rambam mentions another time because it is not damido, it's dam mako. It's dam mako from the mocha. Why does the Rambam explain it that way? Because the Rambam himself was bothered. How can we pass from this din of Rabbi Shimshin? Bishlem Rabbi Shimshin himself. So he explains the Gemara of Pluye Pluye on the basis of not being in Echol Rie. So Mele, we can extend this principle to the case of Neker Moker Shalom Vinofal Bebeis Achitzim. But according to Rashi, so the reason is why the Chachomim say Pluye Pluye is Muteres, because it's not Amnido. So Pluye Pluye is not Amnido. But this is Amnido. So Mele, and the Ramo doesn't want to pass in the din and exclusively on the basis of the Shita of Rabbi Shimshin. Because so many Rishonim achilik on Rabbi Shimshin. Rashi is another Pshat, and Tesis is another Pshat. So Mele, so we couldn't pass in that din like Rabbi Shimshin on the basis of Rabbi Shimshin's own explanation. So Mimele, so the Ramo explains the same din so that it could accord him with Rashi. But Rabbi Shimshin himself says the din not because of matter. He mentions it because it's not a rechiyah bikach. But if we explain it on the basis of nader achiyah bikach, so then we couldn't pass kol halacha that way, because after all, we cannot rely on the shita of Rabbi Shimshin when Rashi shita is to the contrary, in Tesis shita to the contrary. Rashi explains it on the basis that pluye pluye is not amnido, but here it is amnido. So merely he says, here we can also explain that. Just as pluye pluye is not amnido, pluye pluye not even though it comes out from the mokia. So when the mokir itself fell into the vaginal canal and then it was flowing with dam, so that means, so the dam that comes out is not of menstrual origin. It's not because the woman, it's not because the ovary released an egg cell. So Mimila, that caused the bleeding. No, because it's an abnormal condition, the woman. Everything is twisted, intertwined. So Mimele, it causes a bleeding. So again, so it's the same reason as Rashi explains Pluye Pluye. How does Rashi explain Pluye Pluye? Because it's not Amnido, it's Dam Chaticho. So here too, it's not Amnido. even though there is an abundant flow of dam because of that sickness. So the Bes Yosef mentions that possible pshat, but he rejects it. He says, we can only explain this psak by Rav Neshimshen on the basis of Rav Neshimshen's own oneness. But we cannot explain it according to Rav Neshimshen's pshat, impluye pluye. So in other words, so there too is dam nido, but she's muteres because lav derech riya mikach. Like Shri Rial Vishwan Ferris. So Mimele, here too, since the woman has an abnormal condition, that the moker itself dropped into the Beis Achitzen, and everything is twisted and messed up. So Mimele, the dam that comes is not made of menstrual origin, is the mako. So maybe there'll be one afkimine. According, suppose we know. Let's say a doctor examined her. I mean, you could find this kind of a flow of dam in two separate situations. First of all, now this happens that sometimes the mokea drops into the vaginal canal, and then, yeah, I suppose that it's possible that she should menstruate while the woman is in that condition. Even though the Mokeh Rishonoi Bim came up. So then, according to Rabbi Neshimshen, she'll still be Muteres Lebailo. Because it's not the Rechriya Mikach. That's an abnormal way of menstruating. But according to the Ramos pshat of the same psak. So the Ramo paskens the same way as Rabbi Neshimshen it. As Rabbi Neshimshen passed it, but whereas Rabbi Neshimshen passed it, gave that psak on the basis of his own pshatin, pluye pluye. The pshat of Rabbi Neshimshen is pluye pluye is damnido, but it's not the achriya mikach. So mele, in the case where the uterus dropped into the vaginal canal, and then she has a flow of dam. So the Ramo says, normally, when she has a flow of dam, it's not of menstrual origin. It's because of that condition, of that mako. So maybe she's muteres. But according to Rabbi Neshimshen, even if we know that the flow of dam emanates from menstruation, she'll still be muteres. But according to Ramo, in such a case, she'll not be muteres. That's nafka mine. As to whether we pasken that she is muteres because it's damako, or we pasken that she is muteres because it's not derechir. V'hu shehiti lachaticha is b'mayim pushrinoa. Now, afilro asadam zeuko asivinek amokashot. V'hu midimra ator shekos avlois b'sekes lireis kol zman sheisachaticha isoyu b'isachitz. U'pirish b'es Yosef t'chilo t'lipos kol lireis damamesh. ואפילוך התארה דיטלין לאדם בכתיך זויס. והוא כשלוי על זה דאף אגב דליל תלין ובמקו, הנמילה במקר שבצדודי. אבל הוכה שהמקו איסו במוקר עצמי, אפשר דיטומי. ועל כי חוזה הוא פירש דעתו למהיר מדם מלכתיך סטנס ועס. והיא כשבדר כמישה על הבס יוסף. So בס יוסף, that's the בס יוסף who says that if there is a damako in the moker itself, so then she's an idol, which is the shite of the Raivet in Teres Kehani. But the Bes Yosef doesn't say it that he's sure of that shite. He says, Efsha. Shachor shamako is a mokar atzmi. Efsha b'tomi. But the Raivet doesn't say Efsha. All right, so he says, V'yikshu b'dalki meisha la Bes Yosef ma shehechmir va meshehu isha amako b'mokam atzmei v'la amrinu m'pirik atineikes v'menes isha lima amako yishu b'mokir sh'mene yitzidam. So he mentioned that some Rishenim, when they quote that Gemore, they say, n'menes isha lima amako yishu b'mokir instead of b'mokir. So maybe it's no kash. And even if the Gersi is b'mokir, so b'mokir could have reference to some of b'mokir. It doesn't necessarily have to mean that moker mamish. Al koch pirsh kidvor rishen, mish moche kol ma, shirei afu dam gomu, acha she mageshe, she nof la moka bisa chitzin iti la adam bisa achtiches, vika achin dvorov, kan she kosa vo machmas maki, vika shem, din kein lo mom mit mor und post ma tam und wir sind da kolir mit kach meist ne mai di sin kuf pizayen si fei de kilo bi make bi lava time so yes the cash against the documentation so documentation is massive kan bis yes and the documentation explains it on the basis because machmas maki so it's the mako from the moker itself. So the question is, why? But the Gemara says, "Lifishin dal koliris bekach." Vindirali, afal pishalin yendin, yofe kosaf ramor mikom mokein in tam shalay misyashiv. The oche itiru afal b'dam nidamamesh. In other words, afal pishalin yendin, yofe kosaf ramor. I mean, that this din of the ramor is true. That afil uro asadam. Coming from the mokia that dropped into the vaginal canal, so is Buteres. So the dream is true, but not with Taimei of the Ramor, but because of a different time. Because so we'll see. Avjidin yofikos Ramor mikom lakin tam shalim siyashin. Dochitil afu midam nida mamish shebo meisechtich. As I said, according to Ramor, so shall only be Buteres. If the moker dropped into the pesachitzen, and then she has a flow of dam, and the flow of dam is not of menstrual origin. But suppose we know that the flow of dam is of menstrual origin, so then according to the Ramor should be asur lebayo. But according to the Taz, even according to Rav Nishimson Pshat, even if there is contact between the dam and the Beisachitzen, so, but if it doesn't take place in the natural way is when a woman has a flow of dam, liquid dam comes out, so there, that's the natural way. But when she has a discharge of a chaticho, and that checked chaticho in its cracks has moist drops, that moist drops, so then it's an unnatural rie. So, according to Rav Nishimson Pshat in this Gemara, she, since it's not derech rie bikach, so she's not meyot. But that's not true according to Rashi, you see. But the Torah mentions the sheet of Rav Nishimson. V'chim v'osho Rav Nishimson. So the male Rav Nishimson says, since in the case of where she discharges a chaticho that is shaped and there is dam bitcoin, there is moist drops of dam in the bitcoin, in the cracks of the shaped chaticho. So the veil of Nishimshin says she is not mayor because in the chirikach, so in the case where the whole uterus dropped into the vaginal canal and she has a flow of dam, liquid dam, she's also materis. This is an extension of the principle that is mentioned in the case of Roas Adam B'chatichu. It's an extension. Now, according to other Rishenim, so they, according to Rashi, so Dam B'koyim, she is not Meyo, not because it's an unnatural Rie. According to Rashi, Rashi is also Meyo, that if she discharges a Chatichu, and there is dam bitcoin, so she is stero. But Rashi says she is stero because that's not considered dam nido. That's not considered dam nido. Mashein came if the moker dropped into the Beis Achitzen, and then she has a real flow of dam, so it is dam nido. So then, according to Rashi, she is a solo bailo. But according to Rabbi Shimson Pshat, that the reason is why, in the case she discharges a checked chaticho with moist drops in the pkoim, so she is not mayo, not because it's not a nido, but because it's unnatural. So in the case of nekamoka shalo, even if she has a regular flow of dam, but it's still unnatural. So mele, that's not the natural way of menstruating. The natural way of menstruating is when the dam comes out from the moker into the bisachitzen. Not if the moker itself. If the moker itself dropped into the bisachitzen, and then there comes out dam,
Oh, ולא יהיה פסק סלירס, כל מה שיש חתיך, זה יהיה ביסחית, ותהיה איסה לבייל, כים שינדרך ראשון לישראל כך. And then there is a machlekes in the Gemara here, you'll have to go over that Gemara. There is a machlekes in the Gemara here between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachomim, as to whether יש פסיכה סקבה בלידם, או אין פסיכה סקבה בלידם. So the Trachabonon say, יש פסיכה סקבה בלידם. And Rabbi Yehuda says, אין פסיכה סקבה בלידם. But if Rabbi Yehuda says, אין פסיכה סקבה בלידם, only if it's a chtichov, but if it's a chtichov, a small piece, so then even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that יש פסיכה סקבה בלידם. Only when it is a chtichov, Rabbi Yehuda says, not if it is a chatich of time. Now, so the Rabbonon of Rabbi Yehuda say that yesh li p'sich ha-sakev ha-beloidam. Rabbi Yehuda says, ein li p'sich ha-sakev ha-beloidam. So, b'meile, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if a woman discharges a chatich of delo, so then, even if there is no drops in the chatich, even if we don't see, let's say, it's completely dry. So, if it's a chatich of delo, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, she's a nidon. Because since there was a psichas hakever, and the moker opened so much, that a chatich of delo was discharged through the moker, so then, obviously, there must have been at least a few drops of dam. But we just don't see it. It remained the Mizachitza. The fact that we don't see it outside doesn't mean that it didn't emerge from the Mokeir into the Mizachitza. So Mimele, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if the woman discharges a chtich of delo, so then we say in Pesach Hakev Leidam, so it obviously must have been coupled with a discharge of dam. But it didn't come outside, it remained in the vaginal canal, in the Mizachitza. So maybe she's a nidon. According to the Rabbanon, so they say, yesh, lipsich hazakev ha-beloidam, so if we don't see any dam, so maybe she's not a soul. How do we pasken? Do we pasken like Rabbi Yehuda, or we pasken like the Rabbanon? So most Rishonim pasken like Rabbi Yehuda. The Rambam, however, he paskens like the Rabbanon, that yesh lipsich hazakev ha-beloidam. So, but the two paskens like Rabbi Yehuda. The Rosh, the Tur, the Pasch like Rabbi Yehuda, that Ein Lipsich Hazakev Ha-Beloidam. So Mele he says that all that is true only Chticha Stamis, Dum Yedish Viferes, Avol Chticha Gdeilo, Dmeyo. Titmeyo. So then, even though the discharge of the Chaticha per se is Loi Derech Yoso, but there was a natural Riyad too, because Ein Lipsich Hazakev Ha-Beloidam. And a few drops of dam must have come out from the moker into the vaginal canal, so she became a nidah because of those few drops of dam, even though we don't see it. Avoch tichodelot meyo afilu roa seklum, sheyev shel psichasakev amul dam, vafilu binefel, sholinigmo otzerose. In other words, even though it's in Eifel, that linigmo otzerose lets, if the fetus is less than 40 days, so then the mother is not meyaleideh, is not related, because if the fetus is already beyond 40 days, so then the mother is related, so then even without that, because if a woman gives birth to a child or she miscarries a child, she has a miscarriage, so if it's nigmar tzorose, it's already beyond 40 days, so then even without them, even if the lady is already abeshte, so for izocho she is tmeyo 7 days, and for nikeve she is tmeyo 40 days. Now, this Gemara you have to go over, because I have to spend the time and explain all the Shittas of Rishonim. So you have to go over this Gemara from the beginning of Mapeles up to Boiminei, that I told you before, but for tomorrow you should also go over the piece of Gemara and the Afrobeis of Medalev for the Balen. Boiminei Rabbi Yisim of Chaninim Rablezah Dam Yovishmal. That's a small piece of Gemara up to Mapeles Kimendogi. All right. Mapeles Kimendogi, after the two dots. All right. Now, there, so the Gemara, so up to here, whatever the Torah discussed up to here is contained in the first black Maparas. Now this is contained in this Gemara, Tafchol Beis Amidai. So, Kol Dam Hayetzi Min Ha'isha, Bein Lach Ben Yovei, Shtomi. Even dried Dam, so is Shtomi. Now, not only if at the time of the flow it was Lach, then it's needless to be mentioned. But even if the time of the discharge it was already dried blood. So there it is also Tom. Veloyoi, Elach Filo Yotzon Menu Dam, sometimes there is hard dried blood that assumes different kind of shapes, but really originally it was blood, and there it's solidified and it assumed all kinds of shapes. So how do we determine as to whether originally it was blood or not? Maybe it wasn't blood originally at all. So we have to soak it, we have to take these clippers, these shell-like substances, that are red, and we have to put it in lukewarm water. And we have... So then, if it becomes dissolved, so then it's a raya that these solid, red, solid substances, so were originally blood. But if these shell-like, the red shell-like substances are so hot that even after soaking them in the lukewarm water, it will not dissolve, so then she is stale. ואם הם כל קושן כל כך שנימוכים בשיח מישראל יסתירו אפילו אם נימוכים על דמיוך שממחם בציפונים. Even though by with the nail it can crush, but it will not crush by itself. By being put in lukewarm water, then the fact that it will crush as a result of pressing against them, against the shell-like substances, with the nail, that doesn't mean anything, because anything can crush when you press with your nail against it. Because of our Ravid, Dav kim ma'pelis kim. Now here we have a machlekes between the Ravid and the Balamoya. Now, so the Gemara mentions this test, that if a woman discharges solid, red, shell-like substances, so then she is only a nidor if these shell-like substances will dissolve and become crushed as a result of being soaked in lukewarm water. But if as a result of being soaked in lukewarm water, they will not be dissolved, they will not be nimach, so then he doesn't have enough damp, even though it's red. So the Ravid says, that is only in connection with shell-like substances. But suppose it's hardened blood. We know it's hardened blood. But the blood became so hardened like crack. And even if you put it in lukewarm water and you keep it for a long time, it will not dissolve. It will not dissolve. But since we know that it's hardened blood, so then it has a din of dam, even though it doesn't become dissolved as a result of being placed in lukewarm water. That, because it's damamesh, it's only if it's a separate thing, a shell-like substance, not just hardened blood. So then the halacha is that even the separate thing that has a peculiar shape, like a berye b'fnei atzmo, but if as a result of being soaked in lukewarm water, it will dissolve, so it also has a din of dam if the shell-like substance is red.
is red. But Mashenke, if it's blood mamish that was hardened, even though it hardened like a lac, and he doesn't, and you can dissolve it by placing it in lukewarm water, it still has a din of dam and she's a needle. The Balamoya is chedek. He says that even if it's hardened blood, but if it doesn't dissolve as a result of being placed in lukewarm water, it doesn't have a din of dam and she's stable. So the two mentioned both sheets. Because of a raiva davke, ma poleskimi kufi de sairesu, she tzor dik al de shriye, vimin in muchin, osam muchas aleyen, she im berye, u boi mach vasmak, avu lichtich al tam koshe ke even, vimin in muach dmei, o, varav rab zrach ya lebi kosav, she gam chticho im in muches teiro, vilo ze hiski madini ove orozal. I just want, now that I'm going over the whole Gemara, you have to go over the whole Gemara. But just one piece of Gemara that is very, very important. Now, Daf Aleph on the base. So before that is the Gemara that discusses the machlekes between Rabbanon and Rabbi Yehuda, whether yesh li psichas akeva b'leidam or ain't li psichas akeva b'leidam. So Rabbi Yehuda says ain't li psichas akeva b'leidam, and Rabbanon says yesh li psichas akeva b'leidam. So most Rishonim pass like Rabbi Yehuda that ain't li psichas akeva b'leidam. The Rambam passes like Rabbanon that yesh li psichas akeva b'leidam. All right. Boy, minay Rab Yirmiyah, mi Rab Zeira, hori edam b'shiferes ma'o, b'psorom rachmone v'loy b'shiferes, oydim v'hai b'psorom iboy l'shem tamu b'ifnim kibuchutz. Omalei, b'psorom rachmone v'loy b'shiferes, di b'psorom mi, di, oy, di, because if you are going to say that the Kavonas HaKosuf in b'psorom was to tell us that even if the dam did not come outside and it remained in the Besachitzen, so she's still in it, or she's still in it. That's the reason as to why every time a woman makes a dike and she finds dam, so she's in it with her eyes. But after all, this dam did not come out, so it was retained in the Besachitzen. So it's not necessary that the dam should come out. It is only necessary that it should emerge from the uterus, from the mocha. But not that it should, emerge from the Besachitz. Alright. Alright. So that's Aleph. ויאמר רבי יוחנן משום רב שמעון בן יוחאי המפלס חתיכו קירו אם יש בו דם אגור in other words if a lot of dam is gathered אגור means gather is collected there at meal ואם לאו תאו in other words so we see so in other words so the Gemara equated a חתיכו that was hollow inside, and it was filled up with dam. In other words, it's monate chasticho, a piece of flesh. Im yeish badamogo, so that means it was hollow inside, and dam was collected inside that chaticho. So it's male. So the question is, but why shouldn't the chaticho, the external chaticho, be considered like a shviferes? So there is no contact between the dam that is collected inside the chaticho and the walls of the vaginal canal. So memele she should not be tmeo. So why does Rav Shimon Yochai say it's tmeo? So the Gemara says, hochash, ho som darko shol isho liris dam b'chaticho, hoche in darko shol isho liris dam b'shiferes. So there's a difference between dam ogu inside the chaticho and dam inside the shviferes. All right. Now let's see Rashi, what Rashi says. Now let's see the whole Rashi. B'shviferes yichlisa kone chol b'isimokim b'inchim zich dam v'ipsor dam yizim v'ipsor shiz v'derach kist misarechem v'imavzik v'aykro b'nidoksim v'parsha shni yonem v'bizobo v'inchim yozim zobdomo shemitamu yifnim kibachutz ma'ach ha'shiyot z'namok ali praiz d'yad v'midikus v'o miyad mitamo מה שאין כי מזהב ובל קרד, אם איתם מנת שתצל מוסר לחוץ. אם יש בו דם אוגו, ומה יש לו משפרס? דרכו של איש עולירס דם בכתיך. הילכה, הילכך, בפסור, כחין הבית, מן הלחיית.
I mean, you could explain the Gemara without Rashi. We could explain the Gemara that the reason as to why Dam al Deshiferes is not Meor because is not because of Chitzit, but because it's not in natural Riyah. That's not. In other words, a woman becomes a nidor if she has the period, if she has a flow of dam in a natural way. But if she introduces a tube inside and the flow of dam takes place in an unnatural way, she doesn't become a nidor. Not because of chitzit. But you see, Rashi emphasizes that where the dam comes out through shiferes, so since the thing that interposes between the dam and the walls of the vaginal canal are the metal, whatever substance it is, so merely it's chatzitze. But when she discharges a chaticho, and the chaticho is hollow inside, and then when we open up the chaticho, we see that there is abundant blood, liquid blood inside. So even though the external surface of the chaticho interposed between the dam that was gathered inside and the walls of the vaginal canal, so it's not a chatzitza because min b'minei lechayitz. So Rashi bases it upon the aloch of chatzitza. In other words, a woman does not become an ido if there is a dover achetzitz. As the dam comes out from the moker into the besachitzen, if there is a dover achetzitz between the dam and the besachitzen, right? But when the dam is ogur inside the chaticho, so min b'mine lo yichayitz. All right. So the Gemara says, lei meshviferes tanoi ditanye hamapeles chaticho aval pishem li adam mishim adam tmeyo. Vim lav deiro, Reblezer imeir, bipsoro veloi bishapir. Shapir means a sack. Veloi bichaticho. Reblezer, haimitanekame, eime. Shereblezer imeir, bipsoro veloi bishapir, veloi bichaticho. So now the Gemara is mamshir, continues with the rest of the prize. So I'm a pearl, es chaticho, avro pishim liodam, im yeshim odam, meir. Vim lav. Vimlav teiro shem lezareimeir bipsoro v'libishapir v'libachaticho. That's Reblezer. V'chachomim emrim ein zedam nido el adam chaticho. So the Gemara question is, what's the nafkemina between Reblezer and the Chachomim? Reblezer says the same thing. Only im yeshiv adam, naturally, if she has a discharge of a chaticho, and along with the chaticho there is a flow of dam, so naturally the fact that the flow of dam is coupled with chaticho too, so that should negate anidus. I mean, that's certainly not. But if there is no flow of dam, just the chaticho, so Rav Blazer also says, bipsoro veloi bishapia veloi bichaticho, she's teiro. And what did the Chachomim say? Ein zedam nido, she's teiro. So what's the machlokes between Rav Blazer and the Chachomim? So the Talekam and Amit Torah mitayim elo di pluye kibnayim. The machlekes between Reblezer and the Chachomim is in regard to the case where the Ishe discharges a chet chaticha. A chaticha that has koim, that has cracks on the outside, on the surface, on the outside surface, and inside the cracks, the koim of the chet chaticha, there are moist drops. But the moist drops exist as moist drops of the chaticha, they are not removed from the chaticha. So that's pluye pluye. It checked chatich. Ikim nai. Tanekam esova bipsor velo bishapir velo ibachatich. Vehu adin lishviferz. Ve'anem mileheche di shiye. In other words, shiye means if it's smooth, it's not checked. But inside, it's hollow. It's a little bit hollow and there is blood. And it's blood. So then, the Tanakame, that's Reblezer, so he says that she's stale, even though there is blood. Why? Because there is no contact between the blood that is inside the Chaticho. Now it was discharged.
But as the Haticho emerged from the Mokia, from the uterus, into the vaginal canal, so there was no contact between the blood contained in the Haticho and the walls of the vaginal canal. So the Mele, according to Rabbi Eliezer, she is sterile. But only when it was smooth, she, it wasn't checked. Aval polypluye, if the discharge Haticho is checked, and the Apkoim cracks, and then the Amois drops, so it may, because the word is, it came out and it dropped from the uterus into the vaginal canal and then outside. So in the course of the Haticha's motion in the vaginal canal, there was contact between the drops, the moist drops contained in the coin and the walls of the vaginal canal. So Meila, she is male, according to Rebbeleza. My time is so clear. For Sarabono Lemeima, Afrogam the Pluye Pluye, even when a woman discharges a checked Haticho, ain't the Damnido or the Dam Haticho. Ho Damnido, Vadaito, Vafiru Bishifaristan. So the Gemore wanted to say, so the Gemore, the stomach Gemore at first, there are many Kimtis here. So, three Kimtis. That's the stomach Gemore. The stomach Gemore is that the Machlekes between Reb Lezer and Rabbonon is in regard to is in regard to Shviferes. That according to Reb Lezer, so Damal the Shviferes, so he's not male, does not make a plea. And according to the Rabbonon, only if there was no real flow of Dam, just the moist drops in the chet haticha, then it's not considered dam nido. But if there is real flow of dam, even though there is a chatzitza, and it came out from the mokir into the bisachitzen through ishiferes, so it's done. Hot dam nido, was rabbonu lemeim araf al gav, di pluye pluye in the dam nido, dam haticha, dam nido, vaday tome rafim ishiferes na. That's the first thing came to the Gemara. That the machlekes between Reb Lezer and Rabbonon is in regard to the case of dam al the shiferes. According to Reb Lezer, she is teiro. According to the Rabbonon, only when he checked haticho, she is teiro. But dam al the shiferes, with a real flow of dam, except that there is no contact, so then she is teiro. Then she is teiro. Ho dam nido vada itome vafu shiferes na. Omar Abaye, bishiferes kula omele pliga di teiro. So even the Rabbonon made that b'shiferes she is teiro. Keep lige b'chaticho. Ma'al sova darko shol isho liriz dam b'chaticho. U'ma'al sova in darko shol isho liriz dam b'chaticho. So let's see how Rashi explains it. Meyo dikhinu b'sova in dikhamre yishimu dam. Di pliya pluye is meyo. Vim lav is teiro. So that way, the Tanakami holds Bipsol, Bishapi, Lechatil, and Shufere, she is Tero. Vanimil Hadishie, Avotlia Pluye is Mayo, my time here Bipsol Krenabe. Vos Rabbon the Maymar, just the reverse. Avogav the Pluye Pluye in the Damnido Dam Haticho, or Damnido Valetome, Vafu Bishuferes. Avo heiche vane mila di shiye chaticha vadom b'seichol inoga. Avo heiche di pule pliye vadam shom minigia berechem tmeyo dikrinu mipsor, because there was contact. Vay bu dikam rim yeshi vadam di pliye pliye tmeyo vim lav teiro. Virabonim basro yoli daike lish likro. Vay di mitare and they don't darshin. But rabonim basro yoli chachomim, they don't darshin bipsor over liv shiferes. But, so mele im al di shiferes is tmeyo. And but why are they mitayer by chaticho that is pluye pluye? Because it's not damnido. So the rabbon basol daikli got them shmulav damnido. Hilkach loishne biseicho kishie veloishne pluye pluye. The noga berechem is teiro. Avol shviferes damnido he is meyo. So then Abaye said, "Bishiferes kula umut liga diteiro." Vein derech horeye bikach. Keep liga bechaticho. Ude pliye pluye. Tanekam besovar bipsor limutetei chaticho. Avodam hanira bipkoyim tome.
the hobby so killing them. So Abaye says that by Shifere, so everybody is made at the cheese table, even the Rabbonon of Rablezer. But the machlek between Rablezer and Rabbonon, Basroye, is in regard to Yechaticho. What kind of Chaticho? I checked Chaticho. The Pluye Pluye. The Talekam is of Abibso Limutetich Chaticho. Avodam Hanir Abibkoim Tome. The whole Bibso Krinimbo. The Rabbonon Basroye, Savre, Afil Pluye Pluye Teiro. Dein ze dam nido, dein dalko shalisho vires dam chaticho. Now, how do we pass? We pass like Rabono, as against Rabbezer. Yochid Rab Maloch Ikrabu. That's the reason as to why the Torah passed that if a woman discharges a chept chaticho, that is pluye pluye, so she is there. Rovoma, the kul almin dalko shalisho vires bachaticho. So in other words, Rove even adds an Abaye, according to Abaye, according to Abaye, so if a woman discharges the chaticho that is pluye pluye, that is shept, so it's totally machlik between Rav Elazar and Rabbonon. But even according to Abaye, so the aloha is like Rabbonon, so that means she's neil. According to Rabbi, even Rav Elazar is made it. That where a woman discharges the chaticho that is shept, so even the Rabbonon are made it. So even Rav Elazar is made it. Even the Rabbonon are made it, that it is, according to Abaye, so the Rabbonon Basroye say that where she discharges a chept chaticho, so she is stable. But Rove says, the kul alme, ein dark, or shalish, or liris dam, chaticho, even Rav Elazar is made it. The Rebbeleza sova ishoteiro midam talmei doos derech mokir. The Rabbonon sava ishoteiro umokir mikimitom. Alright. So Teisa says pirusha kuntre so the pluye pluye. Vikoshe dimkin hashte in derech liris dam bechatich. So according to Rashi, according to Abaye, the machlekes between Rebbeleza and Rabbonon is in regard to pluye pluye. A chept chaticho. So Rebbeleza says, Rebbeleza says that it's darko shalisho liris dam b'chaticho. So if pluye pluye she is neyo, and Rabbonon say she is teiro. Why is she teiro? Afilu pluye pluye teiro. Dein ze dam nido. Dein darko shalisho liris dam b'chaticho. Vikosh dimkein hashtein. In derech liris dam chaticho peru she nidam nidus. So why according to the Rabbonon she is teiro? Because that's not dam nidus. The drop of the moist drops that appear in the pkoim of the chept chaticho is not dam nidus. That's why it is teiro. But not because it's an unnatural way. Not because it's an unnatural way. So Tesis Kashi is here the Rabbonon used the Russian Ein ze dam nido el dam chaticho, because it's not dam nido. This is dam chaticho. It's not menstrual. It's not of menstrual origin. Here we have dam. Why? Because it's a chatichas bosa, and it has koin. So mainly it has drops of blood, like any other chatichas bosa that has drops of blood. It's not dam nido. So according to Rashi, the reason is why the Rabbonon say that by pluye pluye, she is not meyo, is not because the rie is unnatural. In the case of Sheferes, so the rie is a rie. It's dam nido. It's of menstrual origin, but it doesn't come out from the moker into the bisachitzen in a natural way. Mashenkin here. So the reason is why the moist drops that you see in the pkoim, in the chaticho, do not make it a nido, because that's not a nido. But the lotion that he uses, ein ze dam nido eloda, the lotion that the Rabbonon use, marsova, ein dalko shalisho liris dam b'chaticho. Ein dalko shalisho liris dam b'chaticho. And that means, because it's not a nido, ein ze dam nido, ein dalko shalisho liris dam b'chaticho. So he says, "Dimkin hashtin derech liris dam chaticho perushin dam nidus lahave kahu din dalko liris b'feres." So the same expression that the Gemara uses before in connection with b'feres, there it doesn't mean it's not dam nido. There it is dam nido pure and simple. Only thing is,
In Dako Shalisha Lirais, it's an unnatural way of having a menstrual flow. Mashinkin here in Dako Shalisha Lirais Tamchaticho means it's not in Tamnido, it's Damako. So it's a different concept altogether, and still the same expression is used. So the hashtag in Derech Lirais Tamchaticho appears in Damnides Leharika, who in Dako Lirais Vishiferes. The also have the Damnides Namokir, Eloshin Dako Lirais Beisin. So the Ramban, the Rashbo, they answer Tesis Kashi against Rashi. And they say, Enochaname, we find many times in Shas that the same expression in one place it means one thing, and in another place it means something else. So that's no Kashi. But Enochaname, here the Gemara uses in explaining the Divrei Chachomim, and it doesn't mean it's unnatural here. It means it's not Damnido, it's Damako. And there, the Gemara uses it before. The Gemara uses it in connection with Dam Bishiferes. There it certainly is Damnido, but it's an unnatural here. So it's the same expression, but they mean different things. So it's no kasha against us. All right, but how does this explain the Gemara? V'yeshleima diplige b'chticha asuyo kimin shiferes v'havech tzitze bin dam luboso. The talitam and mitam in the dark lotzes being ze. The rabbonon savre avodam the dam nidusu in dark lotzes being ze. Vein ze dam nidus the kamer rabbonon. Vein ze dam nidus the kamer rabbonon hoche perushe. Ein ze dam nidus shetime akoso. Avod be pluye pluye gam rabbonon mitam. Kiven the dam nidusu vinigei abipsom. So how does Tesis explain the machlekes between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbanon, that they have reference to Achticho Asuyo Kimin Shiferes, where it's completely hollow, and it was made like a Shiferes, elongated Chaticho, and it's completely hollow like a tube, but it's a natural tube that the woman discharged. So, and then there was dam. There was dam in that elongated chaticho. So, tanekame mitame kididal kolotzes binyenze. V'rabonon savre afal gav di dam nidusu ein dal kolireis binyenze. V'ein ze dam nidus di komo rabonon hoche perushe. Not as Rashi explains, because it's not dam nido, it's damako. But it means in the damnido shetime akosuf, even though it is damnido, and the dam came out in the same way as it comes out in shviferes, except that this, instead of being an artificial shviferes made by man, was a natural shviferes that was made by nature, and the dam came out, the damnidus came out through that natural elongated shviferes. So the Chachomim say, Reb Lezer says that it is Tmeo. But it is Tmeo. Why? Because it's Dark Lotz is being said. This is not considered an unnatural real. Since it came out the way it always comes out, but somehow nature formed a shviferes made out of tissue. So it's still considered a natural flow of dam, according to Tanekamet, Reb Lezer. And according to Rabbono, no. So it's considered an unnatural flow of dam. So the male, it has the same din like a flow of dam through a shviferes introduced by man. So he says, Avo bipeliye peluye, So you see, according to Tesis Pshat, so it's not such a double poshut what the Torah said. I mentioned before, the Torah mentioned two halachas. One is that if the Riyas Dam took place through the medium of Shiferes, so then she's Tehor. So I said, that is true according to all the Shemim except the Miri, because the Miri is Geres, Omar Abaye, Bishiferes, Kulal, Meru, Pligir, Itmeyo. But so is Yoch. Then he mentioned another kolei that if she discharged a chatiche and the Adam bipkoyim, so being and shemigeya bipsolo, so he stayo. So he stayo. So, why is it ero? Why is it ero? Keep him shame there, chliriskach. So in a chanami, the whole apoches according to Rashi's pshat. So the din is emes. Because according to Rashi, that the machlekes, a chept chatiche, this judge of a chept chatiche, is he involves the machlekes between Reb Lezer and the Chachomim. So Reb Lezer say that she is tneyo, and the Chachomim say she is tneyo. And we paskin that she is tneyo. But even according to Rashi, so that din is true, that in Ukaz Vadam Bipkoim, being in Shenegeya Bipsoro, so he is tneyo. So that din is true. That din is true. Why? Because it's told in the machlekes between Reb Lezer and the Chachomim. And he's told in machlekes between Reb Lezer and the Chachomim, and we pass by the Chachomim. And then, according to Rove, so the kula almein darko shal yisholir is dam b'chaticho. So, according to Rashi's pshat, so Rove is saying that even Reb Lezer will be made that ichaticho mevukas, where there is drops of blood in the pkoim, so she is tero. Even according to Reb Lezer, and we pass like Rove. So even if we pass like Abaye, so we should pass like Rabono. So according to Rashi, this din is true. This din is true. Mashenke, according to Tesis Pshat. So Tesis Shiti says that the machleki between Reb Lezer and Chachomim is in regard to an elongated chaticho that is in the shape of a shviferes. So then Reb Lezer says she is tmeo, and only shviferes mamesh is tmeo. But an elongated chaticho in the shape of a shviferes, so according to Reb Lezer is tmeo, and Rabbonon says she is tmeo. Avo bipluye pluye, gam rabbonim mitam, kim di dam nidusu, vinigia bipsor. So in other words, and so memele, and the Kori Tesef Shat, so when Rove says, the kula alma in darbe shol ishol ires dam bachaticho, so Rove has reference to what case? To an elongated chaticho. But pluye pluye, Rove is also made that she is male, according to Tesef. So in other words, The first dean mentioned in the tour that where there was a Rias Dal Shifares is true according to Rashi, according to Tesis, according to all the Shainim, except according to Mirinat. But the second dean mentioned by the tour, where she discharges a Chaticha Melukas, Vadam Bukoim, according to Rashi it's true, but according to Tesis, it's not true, because Tesis says that the Rabbonon have reference to an elongated chaticho, but pluye pluye gam rabona mitami. So the mele Rove only says that kula alme darko shalishol yiris dam chaticho. Rove only says that kula alme that if a woman discharges an elongated chaticho, so is she stero. But pluye pluye, where there was the contact, so everybody is made of the stomach. Everybody is made of the stomach. So the din of the second din of the two is not so poshet. Only the first din is true according to all the Shainim except the Miri. But the second din, so there are many Rishainim who will be Chelik. Alright. Then the Torah mentions another Kol. V'cheinu so Rabbi Shimshen, Ma yisi v'yishu shirek amokha shalof, uch'mir chatiches bo so hoyo, neifu lo bisa chitzin, v'y pisekes tiris, kol zman shisa chitiches, hoyo bei meisa chitzin, v'tir yisi v'bailo. Now, look into the Rosh, paragraph base, and Pirikam Apelles. Paragraph base. Now, Dafayin Zion, the first column. So, the eighth line from the top. Now, Rav Reb Shimshon Miketzi explains the Abaye in a different way. So far we saw two pshotim. One pshat by Rashi, that the Machlekes between Reb Lezer and the Chachomim is in regard to pluye pluye. So Reb Lezer says she is tmeo, and the Rabbonon say she is tero. Why do the Rabbonon say she is tero by pluye pluye? Because in darko shal yishol is dam b'chaticho. But what does it mean in darko shal yishol is dam b'chaticho? Not that it's unnatural. It's not a needle. It's not a needle. And the Reb Lezer says it is a needle.
And of course, we pass like the Chachomim, and according to Rabbi, so even Rabbi Lezer is made that it's not Amidah. But not because it's unnatural. Then we have the Pshat of Teisves, that the machlekes between Rabbi Lezer and the Chachomim is in regard to an elongated Chaticho, which acts like a Shmuteres. So the Rabbi Lezer says that she is Tneyo, because that cannot be Chetzitz. Only an artificial Shviferes can be Chetzitz. But a natural Shviferes that nature formed, so inside the Mokeya, so that is not Chetzitz. And Rabbonon say this is also Chetzitz. But Pluye, according to everybody, Teisve says, is Tneyo. Istmeh. Then we had the Rosh mentions the Pshat of Chamnishim Shemikeitzi. He says the same thing as Rashi, but the Lomdes is different. Rashi applies the Machlekes between Rabbi Lezer and the Chachomim in regard to Pluye. Chamnishim Shem also applies it to the case of Pluye. But the Lomdes is different. According to Rashi, so the Chachomim who are Mitayer Pluye is because it's not amnido, not because it's unnatural. But Rabbi Shimshin says that the reason is why the Chachomim say that the Chaticho that is Pluye is Toyeya is because it's an unnatural way. It's an unnatural way. So according to Rashi, the Chachomim say it's Shisteiro because it's not even amnido. And according to Rabbi Shimshin, the Chacholim say she is terrible because it's not in natural way. What's Nafkimine? Nafkimine is this case. Maise b'isho shenekamokya shom. According to Rashi's pshat, so only by pluye she is terrible because it's not even damnido, it's damako. But where the uterus drops into the vaginal canal, and then there is a flow of menstrual down, so then it's certainly damnido. So according to Rashi, in the case of Rabbi Shimshin, she would be a nidah midraisa. But Rabbi Shimshin explains